Okay, welcome back. We are on Masechet Kedushin. We're going to rewind a bit because we left in the middle of something and we've been distracted. So, what's that shirt? It's Bosa Bacholov. Oh, the cows are there for the milk, not for the meat.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like dairy.
Yes, but the cows are fleshy.
The shirt is dairy, not the cows.
Okay. Okay, we're at the bottom of, go back to the bottom of Mem Chet Omid Bet, two lines from the bottom. Just to recap, in case somebody, remember there was a machloket in the Mishnah about the upgrade. He says, Hariat Mikudeshetli, with this dinar, and it's with this dinar of Kesef, and it's really a dinar of Zav. He says it's a bara, it's a bar of silver, and really it's a bar of gold. So it's a machlokas. Tanakama says no good. Rabbi Shimon says no. Bemet, really, it's of course it's good. So that has to do with this question of is the recipient in such a deal? Here we're talking about kiddushin. We looked at some parallel cases in Dine Mamonos also, but is the recipient of the money? Are they makbid? They say, I'm prepared to enter this deal, whether it's marriage or a sale or whatever it is, for a set price. They're makbid. And if the condition isn't met, then the sale, the exchange, the marriage, whatever is meant to be taking place doesn't happen. Or do we say it's the phrase we used was mare mokom? And what was the best translation we said on yesterday, last week? I had said it was a guideline and somebody else said it was a bottom line. Right, a baseline. Elliot, I think you said baseline. So I think baseline is a good. No, it's a baseline. It's the guideline for the minimum they're prepared to take. But if somebody offers more, gesundheit. So that's a machlokus between Rabbi Shimon. Then our Gemara says, you see the second line from the bottom, Omer Abaye. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, kulu svira luhu mar makom. It's not just Rabbi Shimon; it's also Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. They all agree that it's a mar makom. So lichora, if we give an upgrade, then the deal should still work. So we say, how do we know this? Rabbi Shimon, we already established that's the case of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Turn the page. The case, this case, here's the case of the get pashut. You remember what the get pashut is, right? It's this complicated way of folding and...
That's the get pashut?
No, okay, correct. You must have been reviewing this week. This is the get mikushar. A get pashut and a get mikushar. So a get pashut, the word get technically doesn't mean a sefer kritut. Or krisus is it not your Hebrew, your pronunciation.
It might be a favorite feature,
right? That is a writ of divorce. But a get mistama, despite the folk etymology of get is two letters that you know, but get probably just means a shtar, isn't that correct? Balashon agrees with me. A get means a shtar. It means a legal document.
There are examples in the Gemara. You think there aren't?
Yeah. But colloquially, get means a bill of divorce, right? We generally use it only in that context. So a get poshut, a regular type of get. So that's well, you know what a regular shtar looks like. It says blah blah, like a ketubah. Ketubah is a shtar, right? What? Right, many of us have them hanging on the wall. It's familiar to us. All the text is there, right? And then you have the signatures at the bottom. Yes. Get pashut edav mitocho, a regular document, legal document. The edim sign there in the document on the bottom. Get mekushar edav me'achurav. The way that it's done in fold, you write a line and then you fold it like the origami and the edim sign here on the back of the line. So when you're done, when you open, and then you stitch up, you sew up the line. And I think that is a Yerushalmi. You have the wrong Gemara.
That's why.
I think it's the Yerushalmi, no? Yeah.
Maybe you're right. It didn't match. Sorry.
And then when you're done, when you open, when you untie it and unstitch it, open it up, here's the text. And on the backside are the signatures. Pashut shekatvu edav me'achurav u'mikushar shekatvu edav mitocho shneim psulim. But if in a regular get or a regular shtar, the signatories, the edim, sign on the back, or in a get mikushar, they sign on the bottom of the side with the text, it's puzzle. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Mikusha Shakatfo Edav Mitocho Kosher. Okay, if I write a regular ketubah and the Adam sign on the back, obviously that's possible. But if I do a get mikusher, meaning I write it and then I fold the line and I sew it up and I fold the line, but what happened was that the Adam signed on the bottom as if it were a regular document. So why is that any worse than a regular shtar, right? When you did, you open, you unsew it, you open it, you take the staple remover, the stitch remover, and you open it up. Why should that be worse than a regular shtar?
I don't know if that's the... They know what the line says. They sign just at the bottom. People don't think it's folded up and sewn.
Maybe. I don't know what the case is, but in all cases, it's possible. But the Gemara says maybe it could be kosher. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, now remember, we're trying to establish that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that it's a maramokum, that you don't have to be makpid, that it doesn't have to be exactly what you said it was. Right, and if it's a baseline, so then it would still be good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, hakol keminhag medina. No, it all depends on what's normal to do in that place. V'havinan bo, and this is what we're talking about. V'tana kama late le minhag medina. So does the Tana Kama say that we don't go after what the minhag medina is, what the local custom is? V'omar Rav Ashi. Ba'atra dinehige b'poshut, in a place where they're accustomed to only write a get poshut, you know, like in our world. Has anybody ever heard of? I mean, get mikusher exists only as like this theoretical case in the Gemara.
Go on.
Do they actually do? Is that what they do? But they didn't. Okay.
I've never seen it, but I'm
not such a bookie.
They wanted to change their minds.
I mean, that is the origin of the get mikusher. I'm unaware that that's actually done in practice today. Maybe I don't know because I.
After it's all done and it's all set up, that they just open up all the stitches and have regular documents.
Who's signing it?
I don't know. In other words, once it's they sign it as it's being stitched,
as
and then they hand it to the husband, and the husband hands it to the. They stitch.
Do they write a line and fold and sign
it? I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
I would think they wouldn't need it anymore. You know,
I
it takes time to get this thing going now. Anyway,
on what basis do you know that this is done for Kohanim still today, and in which part they did?
Yeah, I'm going to be a witness at a divorce next week.
I'll ask. You're going to be a witness? Where? In which betin? Really?
I'm going to witness that it does.
You're going to be a witness, or you're going to be there to hold the hand of a friend who's going through this?
I know the person getting divorced,
I've been the witness.
In America.
And the signatory.
In America.
I've never seen a
crusher. And Mr. Cohen. In Yerushalayim, in the Bet Din in Yerushalayim, I would be very surprised. Not that I am not in any way suspect that you have any psule edut, but the Bet Din in Yerushalayim at least, and I think at most Bate Din in Israel, they have full-time edim on hand. Meaning,
one of the parties.
Yeah, no. So you might be there at some other, but you're not going to be the aide on the Mesirat Get or on the Chtimat Get, because unlike in weddings where like they take your word for it.
Say that she was never married before. I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know what any people. Yeah.
But you're not going to be there as the aide Mesira or the aide Ktiva. I did this for, I went along with a friend. Oh, well, then certainly not. Certainly not. Yeah, no. So you're just going as a nitzig of the person, but not as a not as a witness. So Omar Rav Ashi ba'atra de nehige b'poshut, in a place where they use gitay get poshut va'ovad le mekusher, and they deviate from the local practice and make the tied up get inami. Or alternatively, ba'atra dinahige b'mekusher v'aved le'poshut, or they did the opposite, in a place where they always do one way and somebody differed from it. So would we say that it's good or not? So kule alma lo plige. So everybody understands there's no machlokas. Devadaik peida. In such a case, if somebody says, write a get for me, they want a get to be done in the normal accepted way of that place, because certainly nobody wants to do, if you're going to all the trouble of getting divorced, nobody wants to get divorced and have some kind of safek hanging over that it wasn't proper. Devadak peida, ki plige, and what's the machloket? Ba'atra dinehige bein b'poshet bein b'mekusher. But in a place where both practices are acceptable, and they say, write a get poshut. And instead, the sofer writes a get mekusha, or vice versa. So there, what do we say? Do we say that they're makpid? Or do they say it was just amar mokum? Right? And it would have been done the other way. I mean, this is true for, I guess, lots of things. No, let's imagine... I don't know. Who wears tchelis? You're the only one who wears tchelis on your talis?
Yeah.
Who wears tchelis on the talis? Right? I wear tchelis on my talis. Is anybody here makbid only to wear tchelis?
No.
Like if you're the chazan here at Mincha and you put on a talis, the talis here doesn't have tchelis. But you know, like the tchelis guys who are our friends and neighbors, they really hold. If you believe it's tchelis, you can't wear lavan. Right? Mm-hmm. You can't not wear tchelis, right?
Ask these guys if they would wear, you know, a shot face baguette, or a spiritual tzitzis, and a linen baguette, tchelis.
Many of them absolutely would. Because they really believe that they have found the real, true, authentic tchelis. I think one of them told me that when he was saying Kaddish for a parent, you know, when he's saying Kaddish for a parent, you know, you want to daven for the Amud three times a day for the whole year, if that's your thing. Some people get really, I don't want to say obsessive compulsive about it, but they find it. No disparagement. If they find that's meaningful, and they're very careful to daven for the Amud at every opportunity through the whole Shnat Evil. But so sometimes you have to daven in a Tachan Merkazit, and sometimes you have to daven at some minyan in a miklat in an office building, and you have to be a little flexible because you can't always get to your shul of choice, particularly mincha in the winter if you're a normal working person. So mincha, like suddenly I woke up yesterday. I realized yesterday I was in my office. Oh my God, Shkia is in like 3 minutes. Like, what happened? We changed the clocks. You know, it's Shkia is before 5 p.m. So so he carried around in his briefcase, he carried around a talis with trelis, because wherever he was going to go, right, he obviously can't count on there being a talis with trelis in Tachan Merkazit. So he wanted to get it ready so he'd have the opportunity to daven for the Yomut. Okay, that's what we would call Peda. Right? When he says to this shaliach, go buy me a talis, so what's the minhag ha-mokom? Some people wear tchelis, some people wear lofen, right? So you can't say that it's a mar mokom. No, he's Peda. But most of us, all of us who wear tchelis, if we had to wear lofen, we'd wear lofen. As a matter of fact, from Ben, I just changed recently. I had two talisim. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says you should have a different talis for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Right, like you have different clothes for Shabbos. You have a special talis for Shabbos. So I had a talis for Shabbos and talis for during the week, and I only had tchelis on my I was a little bit late to the Tchelis game, but I only had Tchelis on my Shabbos. When I bought a new Tchelis for Shabbos, you know, I like downgraded I retired my last Shabbos Tchelis when it got a little well, you know, it was no longer quite so nice. Like Shabbos clothing, right? You know, you have clothing that's for Shabbos that, you know, when it's no longer Shabbos stick, you wear it during the week. So I downgraded my Shabbos Tchelis. I bought myself a new Tchelis. I put Tchelis in that Tchelis. So during the week, I wasn't wearing Tchelis on Shabbos. I'm not saying it was consistent. I'm not saying it was the best thing to do, but Basa Shoya Kachoya. So I just recently got a new Tchelis for the week, and now I have Tchelis both during the week and during Shabbos. Yeah.
What happens if he's not to pay them and is going to kosher, but the guy's going to charge him more money? In other words, they would have made it kosher, it would be cheaper. I mean, you're paying for a get.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
You're paying for the get. Now, all of a sudden, instead of, let's say, X dollars is the...
I don't know. That's not... The Gemara is not considering the differential in the cost. Presumably, a get from a kosher costs more for the sofer to write. But anyway, the point is that here... So, if... Kule alma lo plige... So the machlokes is when both options are real. Va'amar le avid li poshut va'azel va'avid la mekusher. Mar savar kpeda. Mar savar, here it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, mare mokom hu lo. So now we've established in a case not having to do with dine momenos. But we've established that in this machloket, between when you tell someone to do something, is it specific or is it a baseline? Rabbi Elazar. So what's the case with Rabbi? So now we have to establish that Rabbi Elazar is also in on this. And what would the Tanakhama say about the get poshut get mekusher? Whatever you specified, and if you don't get it, so then. I'm sorry, let me just go up the page. Let me make this bigger so I can see it. Rabbi Elazar, Ditznan. Ha'isha sha'amra, hitkabeli giti mimakom ploni. V'kabele gita mimakom acher. Pasul. We had seen this case before. That was the case we were talking about. You know, the alonit on kvishesh, right? In other words, she sends her shaliach to go collect her get. She says, go to wherever, go to the betin in Efrat to collect my get. And instead, he speaks to, you know, whoever the Rosh Betin in Efrat is, and he says, oh, you know what, I'm coming to Yerushalayim. We can do it there. Save you the trip. So what does she care?
It's happening.
Meaning, when she says, go get it in Efrat, is that because Dafka, she wants the event to take place in Efrat? What does it sound like to you?
Well, that's where it's going to be.
That's where the meeting is.
Yeah.
That's where the get will be.
What? I'm going to the shopping center for 1:30 mincha. So my wife says, while you're there, go into Super Deal and get a 3% milk.
Yeah, a lot of time.
No, 1:30 mincha in Deca. So go with Lo Mishane, right? So go into the supermarket, go into the Super Deal. Does she care if I get the milk in the Super Deal or if when I'm ready to turn back onto my street coming home, having forgotten to go and get the milk, I just go to the Zayat Makolet? What does it seem like to you?
That she wouldn't care.
That she wouldn't care. She cares that. Why did she specify in the Super Deal in Dekel? Because she knew that's where I was going to be. Right? Or do you say no? It's Kepeta. She knows that the milk there is cheaper than the milk there. Who knows what? The milk there is fresher than the milk over there. Right? So absent any reason to think otherwise, all she cares about is that we get the milk. So the woman says, go get my get in such and such a place. And he picks it up. He has it delivered in another place. So what do we say? Rabbi Elazar, machshir. Exactly our case. Alma kisavar mare makom hilo. Why does Rabbi Elazar makshir such a get? Because when she said get it in such and such a place, what she really meant was let's get this get delivered. She mentioned such and such a place because that's where she thought they were doing it.
There's an essential difference between these last two cases and the original case we're discussing, and that there, in the original case, we're talking about an improvement. And there's nothing inherently, I mean, it's you could say, well, there's a reason why they for sure would want to have an improvement. To say you don't care because it doesn't matter is very different than saying you don't care because you're going to get some additional benefit out of it. I don't think that jump is a little bit of
Enachinami. But these are three cases where the construction is the same. Peda or Mare Mokum. Right? Peda or Mare Mokum.
Remember, in this case, the objective is accomplished. The get is handed over. In the original case, the objective's not accomplished. I'm promising you something of X value, but I deliver less.
No, more.
Everyone agrees.
You're not hearing me out. If I deliver less, you don't have a deal.
And everybody agrees to that.
And here there is no matter of more or less. The get is either
it's a
one or zero proposition here. It happens or it didn't happen. In the original case, it happened or something better happened.
Right.
And if something worse happened, then you don't have a deal.
Oh, so Omar Ula, you see where we say Omar Ula?
Yeah.
It's about halfway down in the skinny lines. Omar Ula.
What's the first word on the line?
The first word on the line is Mare Mokom Hi Lo.
Yeah.
It's like halfway down in the middle lines. In the skinny lines. Omar Ula. Machloket b'shevach mamon. So the machloket in our Mishnah between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is about a financial improvement, as Eliot very clearly said, right? He says silver, he delivers gold, it's an upgrade. If he says gold and he delivers silver, it's a downgrade. Everybody agrees downgrade is no good. The machloket is only about an upgrade. Tanakama says it's still no good. Rabbi Shimon says, and the others presumably say it is good. Aval b'shevach yuchasin, divrei hakol eina mikudeshet. But in matters of personal status, now this is anticipating the next Mishnah. You know, like the way sometimes one Gemara will quote a sugya from somewhere else in Shas, or someone else in the Masechta. Here, this is quoting a sugya that's coming up, like the home address of this sugya is the very next Mishnah. So we're going to be revisiting it soon. But it's borrowed and placed here. Shevach Yuchasin, what would be such a case? David Kerwin says to Toby Kerwin, I'm a kohen. She says, but thankfully you didn't say, Hariat Mekudeshet Li, Almanat Shani Kohen. Right, she was happy to be married to you, even if you were the simplest of
Jews. About the art of wedding invitation, we meant she's a bat kohen. I'm a kohen. The whole thing based on the idea that
you could imagine that for a bat kohen. You could imagine for a bat kohen, there's greater interest in being married to a kohen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because I mean, certainly in times of Beit HaMikdash,
keep eating truma,
right? So you know, you got used to eating that tasty truma. Although truma tastes the same.
What happens if she just assumed he was a Kohen and it meant something to her, and it turns out he's not?
That's what happened to him.
Is that Kedushin potentially invalid?
That's what I said.
The answer is no.
I mean, we've mentioned this 1,001 times, but David was under the impression he was a Kohen. He discovered he's a Levi. And I was under the impression that I was a Levi, and I discovered I was Yisrael. Just a couple days before we ended up having to make a pidyon haben for our firstborn son, right? We discovered in those couple days. How we discovered years later, right? You know, you can imagine a scenario where we didn't have a pidyon haben because I thought I was a Levi. And, you know, my son could be grown with children of his own. And I'd have to do a pidyon haben for him. And he'd have to do for his kids. Or he'd have to do for himself and for his own kids. In my case, I didn't have a pidyon haben, even though I'm a bechor, because my mother is a bat Levi. And this is part of what gave rise to the confusion in our assimilated family. So I, in all cases, I didn't need a pidyon ben, but I needed to give one for my son. So Omar Ula, machloket b'shevach mama, aval b'shevach yuchasin divrei hakol eina mikudeshet. Both for the upgrade and for the downgrade. He says, marry me, I'm a kedushin, I'm a kohen. It turns out he's Stam Yisrael, eina mikudeshet. And if he says, I'm a simple Jew, I'm a Yisrael, and it turns out that he's a kohen, also eino mikudeshet.
As in the third leg in our tribe.
As the third leg in our tribe, which is Corey Beinhacker, who thought he was a Yisrael, and turned out that he's a kohen. Right? I got the short end of this stick, you understand. Right? I got the biggest downgrade. Right?
That's what you're looking for.
Look, the drop from first class to business is not as bad as the drop from business to
coach. When this happened to me, someone told me I actually got an upgrade. Because the Levy gets 10% and the coin doesn't. So it's
and bizman hazeh, the Levy potentially still gets 10% and the coin gets nothing.
Right.
So
by the way, just for those who weren't there, I don't think any of you were, we all discovered this at the same time when it was 2001 or 2002.
No, I discovered this
before. About each other.
Oh, about each other, yeah.
Right. I mentioned
what a family.
I mentioned that it was 2001, probably something like 2001. You were there, I tell you my story. We just met the first time. I tell you my story. You tell me your story, and Corey's there with his mouth open because he can't believe that he's saying these things. And we hadn't met him before, and suddenly we're discovering this.
After the war, people were upgraded, to lie about it to get leave.
Right.
But
right.
They knew they were not talking.
Right. Right.
So they went and said, I'm a child.
Right. So Amar Ula machloket b'shevach mamon, aval b'shevach yukas in devei hakol eina mikudeshet. My time, why? Okay, I understand. She married him thinking she was a Kohen, and now she's out of luck. She had aspirations that she'd never have to make a pidyon ben, that her children would never have
now
to make
got,
a pidyon. The same because you're a Levi, right? That she gets to watch just like she used to watch her father and her brothers go up to Duchin. She gets to watch her husband and her sons Duchin. Or in times of Mikdash, she used to enjoy getting the truma, and she still wants to eat from the truma. Right, so she's invested in being a.
Would she be able to eat at her father's house if she was married to a Cohen?
No, no. Oh, if she was married to a Cohen, yes.
So that's a big deal. You can go back home, and you don't have to worry about which cabin.
Now she's married to Israel.
Now she can. In other words, if you were a Cohen in the times of the Mikdash, and you have daughters who marry out to non-Kohanim, you have to have separate dishes. It's like what's the mashallah ma'adavadome. Right, my daughter is engaged, and hopefully, if this Kakamemi war ends, she's going to get married to a guy whose last name is Sabag. The last time I checked, Sabag is not a Polish name, right? It's a mixed. It's a mixed marriage. His father's Moroccan, his mother's Iraqi.
They're both.
So it's a question of who eats more kitniot, right? So she's gonna love those kidney oath, I'm sure.
Moroccans don't usually eat rice, though.
Eb Seder, but the other kidney oath they do, and certainly all of our mishigas with liftit and miodeyama, right? She's gonna be happy to abandon all of her father's mishigas in this regard and embrace her news.
Sorry,
Fumras about kidney oath.
Oh no, that I understand.
So
very much true, yeah.
What?
Doesn't do shruya.
Oh, thankfully we don't do shruya, but what's going to happen? She's going to want us to come and visit her in her home. So when we come, she's going to have to on Pesach. She's going to have to make non kitniot food. You can use the same dishes. We paskin. You can use the same dishes, but she's going to have to make separate food. So what? So you're a kohen, and your daughter who's married to Yisrael or a Levi comes to visit. You have to make food that keeps the truma. Separate,
yeah.
Right? And dishes, right?
Curious.
And dishes.
I have a question.
Yes.
She gets married to someone, she thinks he's a coin, turns out he's not a coin. What's her rationale to get divorced? She can't get divorced and then go marry a coin. She's divorcing.
Say that. But you can say, he tricked me.
What?
But she can't divorce anyway, so it's fine.
No, well, they are. No, it's not just the divorce. What do we say? Eina mikudeshet.
Well, it means they're not married.
Yeah. They're not married. The whole thing was didn't exist. Right? So my time of why? Misana derav mechra'ai lo bo'ina. A shoe that's too big for my foot, I don't want. So what does this mean? My time. So if I understand she's a Kohen, she thought she was marrying a Kohen, right? She thought she was marrying a rich guy, she got a poor guy. She thought she was marrying Kohen, she got just the Israel. Seder. Obviously, that's a downgrade. But what if she thought she was marrying Israel and it turns out she's marrying the Kohen Gadol? Right?
That's bad for her.
So why?
She can't ask him to take out the trash.
Isn't that an upgrade?
No, she can't ask him to take out the trash.
Well, that's not exactly what the Gemara says, but it might be what the Gemara means. The Gemara uses this Aramaic idiom. I don't want a shoe that's too big for my foot. Right? Not everybody wants to be married to celebrity.
That's not a show off, you're trying to say.
What?
The expression is like a show off. She doesn't want to be show off.
She doesn't want to be show off. She doesn't want to marry above her station. Okay. Right? Any kind of, like there's that trope in movies, like the Cinderella stories, right? You know, where it's usually the girl is.
It never works in reverse.
Right? Well, you don't see too many stories. Well, there was that. Jerry Lewis had that movie Cinderella, but that was a comedy. There was right?
Harry Potter doesn't know he's a loser until somebody comes and tells him.
Right. No. But here, by Cinderella, I mean like where it's a mixed marriage, where she comes from very simple, poor poverty, and she marries wealth, and that becomes the subject either of the comedy or of the drama. In the relationship, this is a trope.
There are examples of like the husband was always considered to be a kind of a bum, and the parents of I can't think of exact examples, but there are examples like that where the parents of the bride were never always looked down on the wife for having picked this husband.
Yes, yes, okay.
Think of like,
where
Blondie, the comic strip Blondie, I think was like that. I think he was kind of a bum. I think that was it.
Dagwood was from a rich family.
Well, he was there. Am I mixing it?
Okay, I don't know. Rumpelstiltskin. Why Rumpelstiltskin? No.
See, he was like
I don't know, but anyway, we don't need to catalog every. We don't need to catalog every comic strip and movie. But you understand the idea that this is the subject of something where it's a source of discomfort for the person coming from the more modest bag. You know, you can imagine the scene. They go to dinner at the parents' house and she suddenly, like, the script writes itself. They go to dinner at the parents' house and she sits down and, what was that movie with Arthur? Remember the movie Arthur with, who was that actor? With Dudley Moore. And Liza Minnelli, right? It's exactly the same thing. Now, she comes from like this lower class from Queens, like her father's in a wife beater t-shirt, and she goes to dinner at his, and like she sits, and there's like, you know, seven different forks and eight different knives. She doesn't even know which utensils to pick up. You know, like that scene, all the camera has to do is show, the camera only has to show the place setting and the perplexed look on her face, and it tells the whole story. She doesn't like that feeling. Annie Hall, where he goes, well, that's a little difficult because that he goes to this white bread, where's she from? From Iowa. Iowa, and they see him, he looks like Chassidish Rebbe. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you get the point. So she says, I don't want to shoot, it's too big for my foot. I don't want to marry above my station. It's going to make me uncomfortable. Just because he's got better yichus doesn't mean that I'm necessarily interested in it.
The same can be said if you were talking about a financial picture. Okay? And so I don't want to marry a guy who has all his money and how we have to worry about all his nefasim and what to do and our children eventually mention them will right. Fight over. I want to marry a guy who's going to afford it.
Yep.
You know, you could say, well, upgrade. Why would you say no?
Yeah. But that's not that doesn't seem to be the halacha.
Well, no, they're saying mammon. They don't mean mammon about
their. Well, we'll see. Well, that's exactly right. So, Omer ula machlokas b'shevach mammon, aval b'shevach yuchasin devrei hakol eina mikudeshet. My timer, misana the rav machra'ai, misana is a a shoe. You know the expression "archesed de mesana," the shoelace. Now, the Gemara says that in the time of Shmad, and generally speaking, Yaharig Val Yavor is only for the Megaveros. Sure. But in the times of Shmad, when Jews are, it's too awful to even talk about, right? But that even like the custom in which you tie your shoes, if the Jews tie their shoes one way and those Romans want to force you to tie your shoe another way, so you can't do that. Because of the persecutions. I mentioned this just because that's the word sana, sin, nun, samech, samech, aleph, nun, aleph. That's Aramaic for shoe. So, mesana derov, mesana, which is gadol, I from my foot, lo bo'in, and I do not want. Tanya nami hochi, it's similarly taught. Modere bishimon, im hitala shevach yuchasin einam mikudeshet. And it's stated explicitly. Rabbi Shimon says that if he deceives her about his yichus, even if it's an upgrade, eina mikudeshet. So Omar Ravashi, matnit nami daika, de katani almenat shani kohen, venimtza Levi, Levi venimtza kohen. Nati. This is the next Mishnah. This is the next mission. Natin v'nimtza mamzer. He says a natin is what are called the gibonim in Sefer Shoftim. Right? You know about the gibonim? Sefer Shoftim must be around Perek.
False tabrets.
No. So the gibon when Yoshua came in with the task of wiping out all of the nations that were here. So the Gibonim said, "Oh no, that's not us. You're looking for the wrong guys. We're Johnny come latelys. We're not part of those nations." And they were fooling. So Yehoshua, these are not the droids you're looking for. These are not the Canaanites you're looking for. So Yehoshua is Koret Brit with them. Don't you read Tanakh? 9:29.
Yeah.
What? It's Perek Tet, Perek Yud.
I don't know.
Yehoshua is Koret Brit with them, which you're not supposed to do. You can't make a Brit with the Canaanite nations. And then when it turns out the whole thing was a fake array, so their children are kind of take on a kind of a vassal state. Like they become like servants. So that's what the word this nickname Natin means, that like they are given over.
Was it in the wood and the
right. Yeah. So, yeah, they're the wood choppers and the water drawers, right? So Natin means like they're given over to the service of the Jewish people, but they cannot marry in normatively to Jews. They can marry converts, but they cannot marry into Jews. But that prohibition to marry in is not Minatora. It's the Rabbanan, right? That it was a takana that was made. I think the Gemara says was made in times of David HaMelech, that they can't marry in. So if they say that they're a natin and it turns out that they're a mamzer, so that's a downgrade because a mamzer is more. A mamzer can marry another mamzer. Mamzer can marry a convert.
It only came in time David. They made a takana. What happened in all those years between Yeshua and David?
I'm not such an expert. I don't know.
That's the whole story with David at the end. He has to learn because how Shul treated them and the whole thing.
Right, they kind of kept to themselves. And
at the end of Sefer Shmuel, the whole story with giving him there. It's kind of a...
So if he's a natin and he says a mamzer, if he's a mamzer and he says he's a natin, right, in all of these cases, lo polig, Rabbi Shimon. In none of these cases does Rabbi Shimon say, mare mokum. Some of these are upgrades. Some of these are upgrades. I thought I was marrying a Levi. I married a Kohen. So in none of these cases does Rabbi Shimon say that he disagrees. So we want to infer from this that unlike the case of silver and gold, where he says an upgrade does work, against the Tanakhama. In this case, he agrees with the Tanakhama that in an upgrade, it doesn't work. In Yichus, it doesn't work. Rabbi Shimon Matkifla Mar Barav Ashi. Matkifla Mar Barav Ashi. Eladikatani Almenat Shigeshli Bat. Oshifcha Migudelet. The Ainlo. Here's another case. Hariat Mikudeshetli, on the condition that I have a, I'll translate it this way, a grown daughter or a servant.
Say grown daughter?
No, but that's how I'm translating it for now, and you'll see in a minute why. What does it say there in English? What was the English?
I know.
Grown daughter. Oh. Grown daughter or maidservant. We'll see in a second. It's not so clear how to explain what this migudelet means. How would you say that in a more normal fashion if it means a grown daughter?
Mivugeret,
gdola, bogeret.
Apparently they're using it to apply to, in a sense, to both.
Yeah. So why would a wife want such a thing in a marriage?
Help around the house.
It's help around the house, right? Cinderella, you know, it's the stepdaughter, right? What in all the stories, what does the stepdaughter do?
All the dirty work.
She's Cinderella.
Husband has a problem though.
What's the problem?
Yichud.
No, it's the husband's daughter.
Oh, I thought it was the wife's daughter.
No, Harei at Mikudeshet Li, Amanat Shigesh Li, Bat O Shifcha Megudelet. Ve'ein lo, but in fact, he doesn't have that. Right? He says, yeah, you're married to me on the condition that we have a housekeeper. Right? And in fact, he doesn't have a housekeeper. Amanat She'ein lo, or if he says, on the condition that I don't have either of these, Ve'esh lo, Deshevach Mamon Hu. This is a case of Shevach Mamon. If he says you're getting married to me on the condition that I have, that we have live-in help, and in fact he doesn't, that's a downgrade. And if he says we don't have live-in help, and it turns out that they do, that's an upgrade. So this should be a case of what? What would we expect? The Tanakhama would say, Eino Mikudeshet. Rabbi Shimon and his two friends would say, Mikudeh, if it's an upgrade, Mikudeshet. Except what's the difference? Pretend you haven't learned ahead. What's the difference between a case of a bar of gold, bar of silver versus this case?
It's a human being.
No, it's actually like, you know, things about the people you might not want to have around the house. A bar of gold, you can trade off and you're done. But
if you have people around the house, that's an extra expense that you have to pay for. Whether they're there to help you or not help you,
it's a
downgrade.
It's an extra headache you have to worry about.
Yeah. It's an extra headache. It's a downgrade.
Not everybody likes to live in help.
I won't necessarily get along with that.
Hachinami de lo polig. Here there's no machlokas. They all agree it doesn't work. Ela polig bereisha. They agree, they disagree about the first case, the case of bar gold, bar silver. Hochi Hava? What does the Gemara say there? Vuhu Adin? L'seifa. What? Hochanami Polig Beresha. Vuhu Adin L'seifa Hochi Hashta. Hotam idi v'idi the shevach mam. What did I skip? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble seeing.
Who was in the safe one?
The first white line.
Yeah, one second. I just gotta put my
first white line.
So go back to the Hachinami, Delo Polig Ela Polig Beresha. Vahu hadin l'seifa. Hachinami polig beresha vahu hadin l'seifa. Hachi hashta hotam idi v'idi d'shevach mamon. In both cases, it's financial upgrade. To have a bar of gold instead of a bar of silver, or to have a servant instead of not having a servant. Polig beresha vahu hadin b'seifa hachi d'shevach yuchasin. Who? Im ita de polig, natni. If it's a case that they're disagreeing in the Mishnah, I boyet ema, hachinami shevach yuchasin misavart, my migudelet. So what is this case of this bat? Gdola mamash, my migudelet. Hold on, look at Rashi. Wait. You see, Rashi, it's the last word on the first long line of Rashi. You see, Bet Megudelet, Gedola V'ru'uya L'Shamsheni. Right? He has a daughter who's old enough to
serve
him. To serve the new wife.
She doesn't have to be that old.
But meaning old enough to, yeah. I mean, how old?
12.
Yeah.
11, yeah.
Hmm? Whatever the, you know, I have a 12-year-old at home. She can do lots of things. Certainly back in those days, they would cook and clean and do all that stuff.
What's the point here? So the wife doesn't have to do anything?
In other words, Mistama, that would be something that you know, to have live and help is a benefit, right?
But she wants both, or is one or the other?
So the point is, our Gemara defends the proof and says you can't assume that Rabbi Shimon disagrees in a case of mistaken yichus. Whereas we're trying to figure out what does he think in the case of the mistaken yichus. So you can't assume that in a case of mistaken yichus, and it's just because he says in a case of gold instead of silver is okay, that coin instead of that
going
that,
up,
that an upgrade in terms of yichus would also be okay. So the Gemara says that in our case of the bat migudelet, no, you know what?
In the case of a bat migudelet, you can argue that it's not necessarily an upgrade. Because you can argue, okay, on one hand, it's an upgrade, now I have somebody to help me around the house. And I have like another person in the house that can help and whatnot. You can also say it's not an upgrade because it's another responsibility, and another headache, and another person that I have a relationship with, and I don't want that.
Right,
when the person says he's a Levi, and it turns out he's a Kohen, that's an obvious upgrade because a Kohen is of higher kedusha than a Levi.
Maybe I expect you to be at my father's funeral, God forbid. And you better be there. But you're a Kohen, you can't go.
You gotta arrive.
Anyway, I apologize. I'm gonna stop here because I've lost the train of something of my thought here. But we'll,
in the case of the bar, silver bar of gold. Gold is not expected. The bar of gold is more valuable than the bar of silver. That's objective. It either is or it's not.
It's not subjective. No.
It's objective.
Yeah.
In the case of
everything else, subjective.
Or in the case of having the living help, that's subjective.
That's subjective, right?
Despite the fact most people might consider it beneficial,